Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Pesce reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesce scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Lyman Lind now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell throws the ball into Boudreaux, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Batts trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kinder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to second. Boudreaux drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Boudreaux. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lind. Williams moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux is hit by the pitch. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Boudreaux. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heskey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobie. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lyman Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2. Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Lyman Lind. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Cott Deal now pitching. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman strikes out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreaux moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Matt Batts. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses pinch hits for Cott Deal. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. DiMaggio strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.